This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Again, happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers listening this morning. For more information on the show, you can always like us on social media. Follow us on social media at Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. You can join us on Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like and follow us there. Or you can listen to the show anytime you like on your favorite podcast app, anywhere you get your podcasts like Spotify or Podcast One. And subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. In the studio with me now are two of my colleagues here at the station. We're joined by Jennifer. We're also joined by Kelsey. They're both first-time moms celebrating their first Mother's Day today. It's our pleasure to welcome Jennifer and Kelsey to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. So let me be the first one to say happy first Mother's Day to both of you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we're both excited.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about a lot because you are first-time moms on your first Mother's Day. So let's start with the whole pregnancy thing. What was that like for you? And, you know, you both are colleagues, so I saw both of you pregnant walking around the building. So what was that whole experience like, Kelsey?
Oh, the whole experience. Well, Jen actually was pregnant first, so that was exciting. Okay. But I had someone leading the way. But it was exciting. I found out really early that I was pregnant by chance. And so we were excited and didn't know what to expect. And then you add in, getting larger month over month over month and coming to the office. I was lucky that COVID had kind of calmed down through my pregnancy. So it wasn't as risky. I think Jen unfortunately had more of the COVID heavy moments in her pregnancy. But, you know, just planning. I not only was going through pregnancy, but we bought and sold a home. We moved.
Okay, so you just wanted to make things really complicated.
Really complicated. Okay. I like to double down on change. Yeah, so we did it all.
All right. Jennifer, what about you? Pregnancy and the whole deal. What was that like for you? And as Kelsey mentioned, during a pandemic.
Yeah, so it changed everything because I went from like, okay, we'll be safe to, okay, we may never leave our house again if that's what it takes to keep my baby healthy. We were kind of the same, so excited. And in that moment that you're finding out, you're like so excited yet so shocked, even though you wanted it and you were hoping for it and you were praying for it. But, you know, my baby luckily was pretty easy on me. I had a pretty good pregnancy. We had so much fun. We didn't decide to not find out the gender of our baby. So the whole 9 months was about guessing and wondering who he or she was, coming up with names, which was the hardest thing in the world, we thought.
But don't you girls know from like kindergarten what you want to name your baby? Come on.
Kind of, but then there's people in life that may ruin a name or make a name that we never thought of better, or we were like, did not want something super trendy. Okay. My husband had way more opinions on the name than I thought he ever would have.
Okay.
I kind of thought I was going to walk in and be like, let's name our baby this, and he'd be like, I like that, but no, he had a lot of pushback.
My husband picked up my daughter's name, so these men choosing the names for the babies.
Okay, so let's back up. So let's talk about the babies. Jen, your son. You didn't know, but you had a son, right?
I did.
You had a surprise in the delivery room, right?
We did have a surprise in the delivery room. Actually, we had a few surprises when we got to the hospital that day. We didn't know. Our ultrasound like showed everything normal, ready to go, and we got in that day, and my baby was breech.
Oh, of course.
So we were like, oh, surprise. Normally, that's known a lot earlier on, and you schedule your C-section, and life is good. And I didn't know. So he surprised us. He was the wrong way, but we had a C-section, and it went beautifully. Our team was awesome. And, my husband was so in shock it was a boy. He was like, he asked the doctor to confirm. He, looked and was like, it's a boy? Wait, it's a boy? He was in shock.
Okay. And how old is your son now?
He's 7 months old.
He's 7 months. Wow. Okay, Kelsey. Now, I have to say this now for Kelsey. This is actually your first day back from maternity leave. So you're like maybe 2 hours into this whole being back. Tell me about that.
Oh.
And tell us about your daughter first.
Okay. Yep. Kennedy. She's 7 weeks. So Jen 7 months, I'm 7 weeks. And it's funny hearing Jen talk about her pregnancy. On paper, we had almost like the polar opposites. So Jen didn't find out. I wanted to find out. I wanted to find out immediately. I did the blood test. I needed to know early. I needed to plan. We did not have a hard time with names. My husband was like, this is my favorite name. And I was like, if you love it, then I love it even more.
Okay.
So we had that easy peasy. I did not have a C-section. I had a natural birth. It's like on paper, we're almost the exact opposite. Okay. Which is just kind of tells how different pregnancy can go for everyone. 2 hours into my first day back. So far, so good. She's in good hands at home with grandma.
Okay, yeah, that's the best.
Yes.
That is the best.
Her eyes look way better than mine did. I cried the whole way in my first day, and I sat at my desk. I'm like, everyone's going to know I cried the whole way in.
Okay, so what? So tell us about that. Jennifer, what the first day you, I didn't see you crying. You're like a couple rows ahead of me, so I can't see over there.
Yeah. You couldn't hear the blubbering.
Yeah, I didn't hear the blubbering.
No, by the time I got to work, I got it together. But yeah, I cried the whole way in, like, what if he does something cute today and no one catches it or on camera to show me, or what if he needs me and he doesn't need
me. We also came back at different times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's funny thinking through, like, I'm not going to be wrong. If she laughs while I'm not there, I'm going to lose my mind. So no one is allowed to do anything funny with my baby until I'm present. But we came back at different times, and I don't know if that made it easier. And I don't know if you left him at all before you came back to leave.
Mm-mm.
Like, my first week was like, I literally 1 week postpartum, and I said, I have to go to the grocery store by myself. Like, I have to learn to, like, step away.
Okay.
Because I was so afraid of getting to the point where I would never leave her.
Okay.
Now, I went to Meijer.
Okay.
And I cried at Meijer.
Okay.
And I called Jen and said, I'm crying in Meijer because I left my baby, and Meijer is in my backyard. So I could see my house from where I was, and I still was crying.
Okay. So it's all about mothers, but my first experience, almost on the flip side of that, the first time my wife left me home with my oldest son, I was almost crying, don't leave me. Don't leave me. I'm not ready for this. Yeah, so that was pretty funny. So the delivery room, you guys kind of touched on that, but
yeah.
I'm sure as a first-time mom, you hear all these stories, good, bad, horror maybe stories. Was that a scary thought of the whole delivery portion of it?
You know, I think, I don't know if adrenaline kicked in, but I knew my husband was definitely going to be the spaz. I knew that I was going to be the calm in the situation. But my water broke. And again, it was like my friends told me what to expect. Mine was total opposite of that. But the doctor was like, well, if you're not having contractions, stay at home for a few hours. It'll be way more comfortable there than here. Which I agreed with. So I'm telling my husband, like, throw these towels in the wash. Let's do this laundry. And he's like, we got to go. Yeah, and I'm like, right. No, I'm going to take a shower. And yeah. I was like, she said to stay home for a little. And honestly, Kelsey and I are both planners to a degree. She's probably more than me. But I really did think that, you know, if I went in and the idea of, like, going through labor and stuff, when all of that changed, I thought I, like, before it happened, I thought I would have had a meltdown, like a C-section. No, I'm not. That's not supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. But honestly, in the moment, you're just like, whatever it takes to get your baby in the world healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, I just kept telling my husband, I'm like, I'm fine. I just want to get through the epidural, because the thought of that scared me a little bit. And then I was like, and I'll be fine. But I truly had like the best team of people in the OR. I mean, I cannot say enough about them, and none of it was scary.
Okay.
I mean, it was a great experience.
Okay, Kelsey is over there. Kelsey, she must have had the opposite experience.
No, I had a great experience. I just, again, polar opposites on what went on. So my water also broke, only I did not know it. I thought that I was peeing my pants.
Okay.
Repeatedly.
She called me to tell me she was peeing her pants. I'm like, Kelsey, yeah. I'm not a doctor, and I've only done this once, but I think I'd call your doctor, because
yeah.
I think that might be your water.
It was St. Patrick's Day, and I called my doctor and said, this is what's going on. And she told me the only way we can know for sure is if you come into the hospital to get checked. And I was so just like, there's no way my water's broke. I wasn't having contractions. I mean, no other
signs
of labor.
She's in denial.
Yeah. I was like, talking to my husband. We're getting ready to leave the house. And I said, do we take the bags? No, we'll just come back for the bags. And he's like, Kelsey, I think we need to take the bags to the hospital. There's a good chance you're in labor. And I just did not believe it. I thought we were going to leave the hospital after them confirming I was just peeing my pants and that we were going to go to a March Madness party. So I had said to my husband, like, should we take the alcohol with us that you wanted to take the party? He's like, leave the alcohol, grab the bags. Come
okay.
on.
Okay, good.
So it was yeah, and then I got – so I delivered at Christ Hospital okay. in Liberty, and the team was awesome. I like to laugh through unknown situations, and I – so the planner in me thought I would be upset that I did not get to deliver with the team that I had been having appointments with. Mm-hmm. So fresh doctor, had never met him. He walked in and made a joke the second he walked in the door. I was like, everything's going to be okay. This is going to be great.
Good.
And so it was a very positive experience. I labored for 11 hours, which is not bad. See, you're making a face, but that's really short for first-time moms.
Sounds scary.
Yeah.
But okay.
I did get to skip that. So that was the one positive of the C-section is like, I got to skip it.
All right. I also went for the epidural, though. All but right. it only worked on one half of my body.
Okay.
Which is unfortunate. Yeah.
All right. All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. This morning, we're talking to first-time moms on their first Mother's Day. We're talking to two of my colleagues, Jennifer and Kelsey. They're here this morning to share their experience with us this Mother's Day. For more information on the show, you can reach out to us on Facebook, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Now, you guys talked about COVID. So when my boys were like newborn, it was hard enough for me to even have someone breathe on them and my wife. But you guys, now you have COVID, you have family members that want to hold the baby, touch the baby. How are you not freaking out? I just want to know.
It's better now for me. And I told Kelsey, like, every couple weeks, like, I really hope all this calms down before you have your baby. I really hope, because I'm like, I'm actually one that, you know, I worry, but I don't stress a lot about all of that. And I was a crazy person. When you talked to the pediatricians in the hospital, what they recommend, it was basically like, have no one around until this is gone. And I'm like, well, I have to have my family meeting my baby.
Right.
So we set expectations up front, and we just let everyone know before we even came home from the hospital, you know, what we wanted. And it was pretty simple things, but please wash your hands when you enter the door. When COVID was really bad and he was really young, like the first month, people wore masks when they held him. Just mostly because if they get a fever, I think the first month that it's a, they have to be admitted to the hospital for, because they're so susceptible to infection and stuff. So, then we kind of, you know, steered out of that. But I didn't have friends meet him until he was almost 3 months old. And, you know, that's what you have to do. I felt really sad about it some days. You know, that I don't know. When my best friends had their babies, I went to the hospital and met them. Mm-hmm. So it's weird. But luckily we're in a much better place now.
Okay. And, yeah, I mean, fast forward 6 months and my baby came to the office already and she's 7 weeks old. So it's just been different. I think, I mean, still you want to be careful and you want people to wash their hands. I did get a little freaked out. I was shopping with her yesterday and the woman at the store kept asking to hold her. And I was like, absolutely not. I don't even know you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it did get better. And so unlike Jen, I was able to have anyone that wanted to come visit me in the hospital could have. And that was it. I mean, the policy had changed on the 16th of March. I was admitted on the 17th of March. And so both of my parents were able to be there. My husband's parents were able to be there. It just was a totally different experience than what a lot of the other pandemic moms had had.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about this. So again, it's not about me. It's Mother's Day. But one of the things that people did not tell me about parenthood was babies don't sleep all night. I guess you kind of know that in your mind, but it's like the one thing I wish somebody would have really hammered in, because being sleep deprived is no fun. So what is that like for you guys? So I'm going to ask you this. What is the one thing about motherhood that no one told you, but you had to find out the hard way yourself, that you wish somebody would have told you?
Kelsey. No matter how supportive of a husband you have, and I have the most supportive husband, it will never be equitable. There is no 50-50.
Okay.
It's just he can wake up to her crying in the middle of the night, roll over, and be snoring 2 seconds later. And my body does not allow for me to do that. There is no turning off, like, the mom connection. And so there are so many times that I get so frustrated. But it's just different. It is different for him than it is for me. And, you know, he can do all the laundry. He can wash all the bottles. He can do all of those things. But there really is never that equitable split, especially overnight, between mom and dad.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's hard because I did have so many great moms ahead of me that, you know, friends and my sister and other coworkers that gave advice. But every baby is so different. So there's so many things. Like, my son luckily was a pretty good sleeper from the beginning. I think we got, you know, full nights of sleep starting at like 7 or 8 weeks. So
that's like unheard of.
I know.
Good for you.
But there's just other things. I don't know. It's probably like how many times you're going to get like pooped on, peed on. I don't know. I expected the pee with a little boy, but I didn't realize like every how much laundry there is. I mean, all the little things that are also worth it. It's hard to think of just, you know, one thing because there's a bunch of little things, but it's also worth it. But yeah, I know what you're saying too. So okay. Yes, it's just different. Like, I feel like I just stress and worry so much differently. I don't know.
It's different. It is different.
Okay.
Yeah. Again. Okay. He tries really hard, but it'll never be the same for him.
I get it. Hey, I get it. Yeah. So when we had the bassinet, me and my wife in the bedroom, I slept closest to the door always. When we had kids, she flipped it around. There was only room for the bassinet on her side of the room. So she's like, no, we got to switch. And to this day, my son is now 17. To this day, she still sleeps on that side of the room. Fortunately, she was a stay-at-home mom for a period of time, so she could do that. So I could get some sleep, but on the weekends, I was totally on duty. It was everything or any off day or whatever, it was on me.
I did that to my husband, too. We were getting all the – you don't think about all the stuff. Let me tell you that. You get all the stuff. You don't realize, like, your house shrinks in baby stuff. But I did the same thing. I had to pass that out, and I was like, oh – I think we're going to have to switch sides of the bed. This is going to be too much in the way over here. Yeah. And my husband's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. But of course he was like, okay, whatever we have to do. And we haven't ever switched back.
Yeah, it's weird once you get used to one side of the bed.
I know.
All right. And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. This morning on Mother's Day, we're talking to first-time moms on their first Mother's Day. We're talking to Jennifer. We're talking to Kelsey. For more information on the show, you can always reach out to us on social media, Rodney Lear on Air on Instagram and Twitter. Now, let's talk about the fact that the two of you are both working moms. We talked about that. We established that. You are colleagues of mine here at the station. But let's talk about being a working mom, and sometimes working moms experience guilt. Let's talk about being a working mom and your experience.
I mean, I think Kelsey and I, we work a lot together and we've gotten to know each other really well. I think careers are important to us. You know, we love our careers. We love having a career, but there's definitely plenty of times where I think, oh, I want to spend more time with him. But, you know, we just, like, in my house, we've made, like, a lot of very routine decisions. Like, my husband normally does the morning routine so I can get ready for work and be on time. But I do nighttime every night. I love that time with my son. It gives me time to sit with him and do what you want to do, sing our songs, read our book, feed him his night bottle, let him fall asleep, and then I can rock him as long as I want. And sometimes that's a good hour after he's already been asleep because I just enjoy that time. So routine has helped us a lot. And I, you know, I think it's definitely a learning curve. But, you know, there's good that comes with all of it.
Yeah, I think routine is key. Fortunately, unfortunately, I am always part of both morning and night routine. I'm breastfeeding. So I have a little bit more, I feel a little bit more pressure to make sure that, like, she's getting fed right before I leave. And honestly, it's easier for me to feed her than to pump. So it's like, let's just sit down and feed before I leave for work. And then, like, you know, before bed we feed. And so that, and then, like, all of the stuff you gotta bring to work, I probably have felt less guilt than Jen, but I also have felt like some, like work has been also an outlet. I am not the sit down and relax kind of person. So having those 6 weeks at home, with her where all I was responsible for was like making sure she was alive was great. I loved every minute of it, but I was very excited to come back and kind of, I take a lot of pride in my work and I wanted to instill those values in her. And that's kind of how I justified it in my head. Like, I am showing her that she needs to be a hard worker and, you know, a dedicated career person, which is a weird thing to want to instill in a 7-week-old. But here I am. That's how I justify it in my head.
Good, good. So in the short time, 7 months, 7 weeks that you've been a mom, what's the biggest change you think you've seen in yourself?
That I can operate on 2 hours of sleep. Okay. Going into the birth of our child, my husband was like, I'm going to be so much better on no sleep than you are. And I agreed. Like, I was an 8 to 10 hour a night kind of gal.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I needed my sleep. And that is absolutely not true. He is 100% more delirious on less sleep than I am. Okay. And again, I don't know if it's adrenaline. Like, something kicks in that you're like, you got to get your together right now.
Yeah. Okay. Jennifer, for you, what's the biggest change you've seen in yourself in the 7 months since you've been a mother?
Well, I think we touched on it that I'm far more sensitive. I was never a crier. Now I cry over everything. And just, I don't know. It's like this is the biggest gift I've ever been given. Like, aww. It's the best thing in the world. I think, like, I don't remember a day without him. Aww, yeah.
Look at that. That's sweet. That's sweet. So, Kelsey, you talked about your husband, but what is it like for you two ladies to see your husbands as a dad? Jennifer, you talked about reading the book Off the Air. You talked about that. Tell us about that.
Well, currently we have to read funny books because I cry at all the really sweet ones about your little baby growing up. But I get a little jealous because my son thinks he is so funny.
Your husband is so funny.
Yeah, when he's reading these books, he giggles like I have never seen before. And I'm like, why is mom not funny? So I don't know. I guess I have to work on my storytelling. But my husband, I knew he'd be a good dad. I really did. He's a very like caring person. He's very nurturing. But seeing him especially with his little boy, I think is so fun. He loves it. He loves it as much as I do. He's so helpful. And I just, like I said, I can't remember when it was just us. Okay. It's like, this time has been so fun. You know, they change so much. So every day seems to be like a new little adventure that we laugh or smile over. Some days maybe we cry. Maybe it's not such a good thing.
Okay. Kelsey, for you, what's the biggest change? Or what is it like to see your husband in the role of a dad of a little girl now?
So I had said, before we even knew it was a girl, that he is the type of guy that was meant to be a girl dad because he's so patient and he's so calm and he's so sweet. And that, I mean, just totally came true. And he is so good with her. And just, it's funny because there are times where, like, she'll cry and he gets very frazzled and, like, doesn't know what to do. And we compliment each other in that way. Like, when I'm losing my mind, he's calm. And when he's losing his mind, I'm calm. But he just is, like, just this weekend, my parents were in town and my dad was trying to rock her to sleep and she wanted nothing to do with my dad. She wanted her dad. Yeah. So she was looking for my husband and I mean, just throwing her head around. And as soon as he like locked eyes with her, she was calm. And it was the craziest thing. And I'm like, she's going to be a total daddy's girl, which again makes me a little jealous because I'm like, I will not be her favorite person anymore. Oh, but it is so sweet. And honestly, seeing him with her and then seeing him care for me, it's just a whole different side of a person. Like you want to believe that's in there, right? But then when you get to see it come to life, it's really nice.
Okay. So I was going to ask you guys about the pressure. Because as soon as you have a baby, everybody's like, when are you having the next one? When you guys think you're going to be ready? I want to touch on that, but I want to go to something Jennifer talked about. Is like, before that, people are already asking what school they're going to. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was surprised by that because we live pretty close to like 3 different schools and people always ask. And it's funny because of the 3, my husband went to one, I went to another. And then the third one is... I actually went to first grade at the first or the third one and then switched. But you know, we're familiar with all of them. And I'm like, I don't know, wherever our neighbors go so we can carpool.
Yeah, right. There you
but
go.
But yeah, it's
there
been
you
a-
go. You're thinking now. That's the way to go.
It's been a big question people ask. And I'm just like, I had no idea at 7 months old. I had thought about how we're going to save to pay for school. Yeah. I hadn't thought about where that school will be, though.
Okay. And you haven't had that pressure at seven weeks. Come on. No.
No.
Okay, good.
I hate to say it. Different parts of town. We have not one time been asked where our daughter's going to go to school. But my husband and I are both public school. I didn't go to school in Cincinnati. He did. But he went to Princeton. And so I don't know if it's that area that up north. We're in Westchester. There's not as much conversation as
I got that
the Westsiders.
West Siders.
You got to pick your future based on those schools.
Well, my husband thinks he's picked his high school already. Okay, but okay. I said our son gets to choose where he wants to go to high school.
Okay. All right. I can just imagine. Okay. So the pressure, have people asked you already? You know, like when you get married, that's when they start. When you having the baby. Even it's like, after you had the first one, it's like, can I have more? You gonna have more?
And Jen and I are both in our 30s. Okay. So, yes.
We're old.
We both have experienced it. We've both been asked, I'm sure.
We've been asked, but you know what? I was the first person to put pressure on it. I walked into my post-op appointment, like, when I had Eddie, and I was like, when can I have my next baby? Okay. She was like, calm down.
Okay.
Your body needs heal. You just had major surgery. But now that I have him, though, I think like, oh, I love this time. I'm not so worried about, you know, when the next one will be here. Okay. But of course, we do want more. So I guess when the time is right. But
okay. Fair enough.
We were on a walk. So I had her on a Friday. We were on a walk on Monday. And I had already forgotten.
Back up.
I know.
You had her on a Friday. You were walking on Monday.
We're out for a walk on Monday.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, she's like Superwoman, right?
I had a very easy recovery. So we're out on this walk, and I had already forgotten how painful my experience had been over Thursday night into Friday. And I said, yeah, I mean, I think I could be ready to go again. And my husband was like, pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Like, you're insane.
So you guys talked about how you guys are – Jennifer, you're kind of like the big sister, mom, big sister now. You know, you always reach out. Kelsey's always reaching out to you. But Kelsey, what is it like to have that back and forth or to have someone who just experienced this same thing that you're going through? What is that like for you?
Oh, I would be lost without Jen.
Okay.
I mean, like the questions and the am I crazy? Should I really be mad at my husband over this? Like the constant back and forth has just been really, really helpful. And it's so nice. Not only did we go through this with our pregnancies, but our weddings were also like 6 months apart. So everything has just been step and step. And it's really valuable to have someone that knows exactly what you're going through. And like I said, our pregnancies really couldn't have been any more different. But just sharing that quest to motherhood has been really nice.
It has. But I learned a lot from her, too. You know, she knows a lot. She is much more of a researcher than I am.
And by researcher, she means I learn everything about motherhood on TikTok.
Yeah. In fact, I was using this little machine that makes your bottles, and she saw on TikTok that potentially that machine doesn't operate correctly. So I went to my pediatrician and said, I was researching, I could not admit it was from TikTok. And he told me not to worry that they would not be mass produced if there was issues, but I was cracking up because she told me I worried about it, and then I went to the doctor and I was like, I cannot admit my resource for this information.
My friend was scrolling TikTok.
Not only TikTok though, but she has a lot of good advice, and like you said, it just sometimes is just good to have someone to talk to. Because no matter if they're day old or 7 months old, because that's all we know so far, we experience a lot of the same things of just like, today's hard, this is hard, or this is fun, this is exciting, or
these are the good books to read, and these are the books that have too many pictures and not enough words.
Okay, awesome. What are your plans? Today is Mother's Day. What's your plan for today? Do you know, or what do you guys have any plans? that you know of? Let's put it like that.
So we are surprising my grandmother, so Kennedy's great-grandmother, with a whole family gathering. She, unfortunately, was just diagnosed with cancer. And we've not had the family together since COVID started in 2020. And she has no idea, but we are – she's going to get to meet her great-granddaughter for the first time. And we're really excited.
All right. Sweet. Yeah. Jennifer.
As far as I know, we're relaxing. We're hanging as a family. We'll visit my mom and my husband's mom and just have a nice day. The weather is going to be beautiful, so maybe just hang out. I don't know, unless there's some secret I don't know about. Okay. But it's hard to keep a secret from me. Okay. I was playing with Eddie on my bed the other day, and I'm like, what am I kicking? We don't keep anything under our bed. And my husband's like, I can't hide anything from you. I'm like, well, you should have pushed it under the bed more. I was like, what is this? And I was like, I promise I won't look. So okay.
All right. Look at
there's
you.
Something big that fits under the bed.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know yet, but
yeah, I don't know what that could be. You have to let us know tomorrow.
Okay, I can do that.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. Thanks for taking time, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. And thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
We've been speaking to two of my colleagues here at the station, Jennifer and Kelsey. They're both first-time moms on their first Mother's Day. Remember, for more information on the show or anything that you may have missed, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there, and follow us there as well. You can find out more about the show on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, happy Mother's Day, and be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.